This is the fourth day of the November 2013 7-day retreat at Springwater. Yesterday, Saunders said, a good place to start is right here. So the talking, the patterns from the sun coming and going as the clouds drift by, and the listening right here, listening, talking. A couple days ago, in the group meeting, might have been the first meeting, someone said that they were, during Saunders' talk, that there were places where this person didn't quite follow. There were sort of gaps because Saunders would say something and the mind would look at it, sort of pick it up, test it out, that kind of thing. But really, listening, and now I'm just thinking of listening to a talk that it's a different, if there's any understanding at all, it's a different kind of understanding, that this mind that we use all the time, this thinking, logical, analyzing, thought-based mind, that has its place, of course. But here, now, the listening is presence. It's just right here. Actually, the listening, the words aren't that important here. So the listening actually seems like the listening is the talk. And maybe there's something, some kind of understanding that comes out of that. Or maybe the listening is the understanding, if we can use that word. It's probably not the best word to use here. It brings up something that I've talked about before. Some of you may have heard me say this. It has nothing to do with a bus driver. But Tony frequently used to read on the last day of retreat from Wang Po. And looking back, and that, you know, this is a story, this is using memory, so it probably didn't really happen this way, doesn't matter. But it seemed like for many years, Wang Po was just a total enigma. I mean, there was just no understanding of what these words that Tony was reading were about. And perhaps it's because the mind was trying to grasp these words, understand them. The thinking mind was trying to make sense of them. And in this case, this just doesn't work. There was, you know, nothing was happening. So then one retreat, I don't really recall anything different about the retreat or about what this person was doing at the retreat. But on the seventh day, when Tony was reading from Wang Po, there was this almost like the words were just reverberating in the body. I mean, literally, there was this sort of feeling in this body. So somehow there had been a dropping of this trying to grasp something that's in all probability totally ungraspable with our thinking, logical mind. And yet, dropping that, there was this sort of total just being present with the talk, with the listening. No feeling of not understanding, maybe no feeling of understanding either, I don't really recall. So what is that about? What is this other way of being that comes out of this presence, this here-ness? The last 2 years when Sandra asked me to give a talk on Wednesday, I brought to the talk a lot of these little tiny square pieces of paper that they give you to write on here. And I had a lot of things to write, so I had about 5 or 6 of them. Had them here on the table, having to reach over and shuffle through them. So this year, since really the ideas that we're kind of filtering through for the talk had to do with this other kind, I'll call it an other kind of mind, not the usual analyzing, logical thinking mind, then it seemed totally appropriate to drop all the little square pieces of paper, leave them behind, and just see what is here, what comes up. Actually, talking about that reminded me, and I apologize if I don't have this right, Sandra, but the next day when Sandra gave a talk, Thursday, she came in with this big list. And I don't think she talked at all from that list. And I remember the talk was a very interesting talk. So Sandra's given up the list to didn't pick up one of my bad habits. So I want to explore a little, if we can, if it's even possible, what this other mind is about. We come to retreat here, and there's a lot of talk, dialogue, probably meetings, about right here, awareness, presence. So have you ever wondered, what's the big deal about this presence, this awareness? And it brings back another story from a long time ago. It happened right in this room, when we were still having group dialogues in this room. And I don't remember, 15, 20 years ago maybe. So the details, I really don't remember at all. and I'm not going to even attempt to relate them. But the situation was, I was having a dialogue with this other man, and I don't really remember the content. But this other person said something that kind of elicited a response. It was kind of, if I remember, a little bit clever. And I recall that before I could even think of how to respond to this, the words were already out. And what I'm talking about here is not words coming from some emotion like anger or whatever. This would be a very appropriate place for the bus driver story, but we can't go there. But from this clarity, and again, I'm just really imagining at this point, doesn't matter, but from this presence, awareness, it's possible for words to come out, for actions, without this filtering that we do so often, without thought really getting in the way. And it happens before thought even comes into the picture. So in this here-ness, there's some kind of, and I'll use the word mysterious because I don't understand it, but there's some kind of mysterious intelligence that works totally outside of this thinking process. And we've probably all experienced this. You know, there's the saying, oh, it came out of the blue. It brings up another comment from the group dialogue earlier this week. And I may have the quote wrong, but someone said that Einstein said that creativity is the residue of wasted time. Now, I don't think I'd put it that way. But I wonder, and we can all look at this, what is what we call creativity? Where does it come from? In the scientific world, at least, it's very well known that, and when I say very well known, I mean not just by people that practice some type of meditation, people that are scientists that don't probably know anything about meditation. Yet, there's an awareness that working on a problem, and here we're talking about sort of a scientific, logical, mathematical, using this, what I'll call usual mind, that working on a problem for hours, maybe days, weeks, who knows, years, that frequently the solution appears only when all that thinking about it is dropped, is put aside. So perhaps this is making room, making space for this other kind of intelligence to operate. And it's not just intelligence. The word I like to use is compassion. Where does compassion come from? Is there anything about this person, about me or you, anything compassionate there? You can look at this. We think we're a loving person or a compassionate person. But look and see, is that so? From this place, sitting here on this chair, in this lovely building, hall, The only compassion that is seen you might even want to use the word love there. Is coming from right here. The thinking, analyzing mind is quiet. And the compassion just fills this what? I don't know what. If I'm not mistaken, even my friend Wong Po, who was so into berating his monks all the time, sometimes he resorted to what you might even call poetic, flowery language to describe what. So this awareness, this listening, this talking, this being here, it's not just a practice or something you do at Springwater. So what is it? We'll stop here.